Earlier this week, I had a meeting in Ann Arbor and then went to Detroit. When I swung off the freeway onto a surface street, I hit a pothole I couldn't see so hard I was convinced I'd lose a tire. I was lucky. Everything seems fine. But I drive a lot and have lost 2 tires in similar episodes in recent years. We need to fix our roads. Figuring out how to do so is a responsibility of our lawmakers. But they won't do it, which means we're all going to pay more and more to fix damage to our cars. It means the state will lose business and new jobs we could attract if we resembled a modern society with decent first-world infrastructure. And it means eventually we'll have to pay more to fix the roads. This is an opinion. It's established fact. To his credit, the state transportation director, Kirk Steidel, said this again yesterday. Early this year, the governor, after consulting with experts, said we need $1.2 billion a year to fix our existing roads. We're not talking about building new ones. We're talking about fixing the fast-deteriorating roads we have now before they collapse completely in the potholes and gravel. Do nothing, as our legislature's been doing, and that price tag will double in a decade. As Steidel candidly said yesterday, they're going to continue to get worse every year. The bad news is the longer we wait, the more it's going to cost us to go forward. Unfortunately, our lawmakers still won't do anything. Some of them are in fact crazies who believe it would be better to have no roads than raise taxes to fix them. Many more are political cowards, terrified lest they face a primary challenge from some right-wing demagogue who attacks them for raising taxes. So, in our legislature's worldview, the only possible way to find new money to fix our roads is through eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. Steidel was at the Capitol because he had been hauled up before a couple House subcommittees to talk about cost savings in his department. He dutifully reported they were saving $63 million a year, primarily by not filling vacant positions. Like any good bureaucrat up before his bosses, he pledged to do more to find more efficiencies. But then, in a moment of candor, he added, "Even if you got to $100 million, you still got $1.1 billion to go if you want to move that pavement condition up. It's about investment." Except that our lawmakers aren't into investing in the future. One of them asked why money was being wasted replacing highway signs in his area and had to be told they were being replaced by federal funds because of safety requirements. Perhaps to cover himself, Steidel later said he was encouraged by the passion he saw in the lawmakers who questioned him. But I'm not sure what they're passionate about. Certainly not about tackling the hard part of their jobs. They are, however, phasing in a complex tax break on traded-in vehicles. And I suppose that makes sense. Since they won't fix the roads, we'll need that money to replace the axles on our new cars.